Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. Today is a very special day in the calendar of Radio Sai, and millions of devotees who are able to connect to Bhagwan through this wonderful media of his divine love. With Bhagwan's blessings, we are celebrating the first anniversary of Radio Sai's YouTube channel, Radio Sai Bhajans. I now call upon the director of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Sri Sundar Swaminathan, to take over the proceedings. Please welcome Sri Sundar Swaminathan. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Swami, with your blessings, we, your children, have embarked on the journey year ago on Bhajan Yagyam. With your grace and love, Radio Sai Bhajan channel was started. Today, the channel has grown leaps and bounds, cutting across religion, region, and language across the world. With the state-of-art technology, we had given a lot of importance to Raga, Tala and Bhava, which you always used to say in your discourse. Swami, today Radio Sai Bhajan channel has 36,000 subscribers with 10 million views across the world. Swami, we are growing in leaps and bounds every day, every hour. Radio Sai is a huge umbrella, truly to its name, Radio Sai Global Harmony. In this journey of sadhana, many of them have joined and continuing their support with their talents. Radio Sai takes this opportunity to thank the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group and everyone who has been part of this non-stop Bhajan Yagyam. Dear Swami, in your infinite mercy, you gave us all the fantastic opportunity of having this bhajan as one of the tools. We seek your permission, Swami, to offer you a bouquet of song as our gratitude to you for everything you mean to us. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Ago, in a little classroom at Bukkapatnam, a small boy stood up on the bench. He was punished by his teacher just for the reason that this small boy knew the subjects much better than the teacher himself. We all know this famous Bukkapatnam incident, and what happened next was funny but very, very poignant. The teacher couldn't get up from his chair. He was fixed to it. It was only when the teacher told the little Satyam to come down from the bench that he was able to rise up from his chair. This incident is very symbolic. God comes down to earth so that man can rise up. The descent of God is for the ascent of man. The ascent in man happens internally, and it happens in every individual. And the best path for this is the path of devotion. Right from the beginning, Swami has given a lot of emphasis on Namasmarana and bhajan singing. And he has told that this is the easiest way to develop devotion. Bhakti.
Bhajan se man ko sajan bana kare, bhakti marg dikhla.
Today, Sai has gifted us bhajans across many genres, rhythms, bhavas and ragas, so much so that we can make our life enjoyable and divine.
Sai bhajan se bhav sagar ko karan bhi sikhla diya.
Dear Swami, today we pray that your name always remains on our lips and your form will always be on our heart, ever, forever and ever.
Patito dhari, pati bihari, he giri dhari, narayan. Patito dhari, pati vihari, Sai Murari Narayan.
Jana bhava bhaya
beloved Bhagwan. It is only because of your blessings and grace that we are all here today to celebrate the first anniversary of Radio Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel, which has reached out to more than 36,000 subscribers and has been viewed for more than 10 million times. Swami, this has been our humble endeavor to experience you daily through these bhajan videos. As you always used to say, don't try to understand me, experience me. How do we fathom the infinite ocean of His divine love? Just like this salt doll which went to the ocean to measure the ocean and finally got dissolved in it. Swami, we humbly surrender to You and offer all our love in our heart, which actually You only have bestowed in us, back to You. Whatever we offer to God as Naivedyam finally comes back to us as Prasadam, sanctified and filled with His grace. And when our offering itself is love, Swami's Prasadam is a torrential downpour of that same love, the Prema Pravaham.
Thank you.
Dear Swami, having come to your presence, what is it that we should ask for? You are the Antaryami. You can read the inner recesses of our hearts just by looking at the lines on our face. You know, and knowing that you know everything is all that we are supposed to know. Dear Swami, we now offer you a Sufi song, Arziyan Sare.
Yeah.
Swami.
It is our good fortune to know that you are the starting point of our life journey. And we are delighted to know that you are our culmination of this life journey too. But what makes it more interesting, beautiful and thrilling is the realization that you are in us, with us, above us, below us, around us, throughout our life journey. Dear Swami, we shall march ahead fearlessly, saying Sai Ram. Badhte chalenge hum.
Shri Jayo Bhuti Dhruva.
खेती बाना है सबने ये जाना रहेगा जमाना रहेगा जमाना साई से हमको क्या को तुमसे हो गया है प्यार।
The Lord's name on the lips is like a lamp on the threshold of the house. The lamp illumines inside the house as well as outside the house. Dear Swami, may we constantly enjoy the sweetness of your name every day, day after day. We often don't realize what a blessing Swami has conferred on all of us, creating this beautiful ecosystem where people of all nationalities, religions, traditions and languages come together, united with one factor, their love for Swami. Sai's Darbar is such a magical place, and all that we need to do here is to show up with an open heart.
Ah, 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 ah
jati hamari samata samagrata samay
timeless and ageless. But when God comes down to earth as an avatar, He gives us a rare opportunity to celebrate each and every milestone related to the avatar. And one such milestone, a magnificent milestone, is fast approaching this year. Yes, that's the 95th year of advent of the avatar of the age. It is momentous for all of us because it gives us a chance to renew our commitment and to energize our efforts to make Him happy. Alright, so can we gift Him the best birthday present today? Yes, we can. Let's do it. Let's begin the journey today, right now, right here. And for a change, let us not blow candles for the celebration, but let's light them and bring joy.
Oh,
Baba.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Most beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, it is my pleasure today to share a very happy news. It is a story that dates back to 15 years ago. The internet was in its early stages of adoption, especially in India, and Radio Sai's presence on the internet was mainly via a monthly journal called Heart to Heart. Around this time, Swami in the Hearts inspired a devotee couple to initiate a website that was updated and maintained on a daily basis only through volunteers. Many among you might be familiar with this website called Sai Baba of India. Apart from Sai News from Prashanthi Nilayam, this site collected experiences, teachings, and updates from across devotees, across websites, including Radio Sai. It grew almost like a Satya Sai Wikipedia. Many of us have visited the site and enjoyed Swami virtually there without having the slightest idea of the anonymous group of volunteers who worked tirelessly with the deepest dedication behind the scenes. Now, a few years later, the same team headed by the same couple initiated a Facebook page called Shri Satya Sai Baba to spread divine love in the virtual social world. Carrying the name of our beloved Bhagwan, that page has reached out to millions and millions and currently has 4.2 million subscribers. 42 lakh devotees who have subscribed to this page. Now, what is more interesting is that this page has gained the status of being Facebook verified. There is a blue verification badge which confirms that this is the authentic page for a public figure, in this case, our beloved Swami. Today, with their hearts full of love and gratitude to Bhagwan, this couple, Mr. Raman and Mrs. Pia Hansen from Denmark, wish to offer that Facebook page at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. This marks the culmination of a long and fruitful journey which began at Swami's lotus feet. And just for your information, this page is worth hundreds and thousands of dollars. But this couple say that Swami's love is invaluable and we are just grateful to him for this wonderful opportunity. This reminds me of something very sweet and beautiful that happened way back in 2002. Swami had come to inaugurate the Radio Sai studio. It was a very small team then and nobody had the slightest idea of Swami's magnificent master plan. We all thought that Radio Sai's task would be limited to more or less digitizing and broadcasting Swami's discourses. That's all. That was when Swami said something very significant. He was just browsing through some of the photographs, video cassettes, letters and documents that had been put on display on a table. Just saw through them, smiled, looked up and said, "Just wait and watch. Everything is going to come here. Everything is going to come here." When Swami said that, we had no idea what it meant. But from that day, dear brothers and sisters, we have seen the flow. Photographs, videos, letters, documents, experiences, everything of Bhagwan had kept flowing and flowing and flowing, so much so that on top of the Vidyagiri hill, we have constructed the Sri Satya Sai archive, a magnificent edifice to house everything that belongs to Bhagwan. And today, in continuation of what Swami has said, we have another valuable virtual asset that is being offered back to Swami. I would now like to request Mr. Raman to make the offering at the lotus feet on behalf of his team. I would also like to request Sri Ratnakar, Managing Trustee of the Satya Sai Central Trust, and Sri Sundar, Director of Radio Sai, to be the instruments to receive the same. Henceforth, this beautiful digital asset will be owned and managed by the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, and we take this opportunity to welcome Mr. Raman and his team, or shall I say our team, to collaborate and work together to take Swami's name to millions and millions more in the digital dimension. We would also like to present a token of Bhagwan's immense love to this blessed couple. Sir, it is also a token of gratitude from all of us for the selfless, silent, tireless and committed work that you have done and you are ever willing to continue doing for Bhagwan. It is a beautiful image, a painting of our beloved Bhagwan, done by another ardent devotee, just like Mr. Raman. In his book, Conversations with Sri Satya Sai Baba, Dr. John Hislop records a very interesting conversation. He tells Swami, "Swami, we are all as blessed as the contemporaries of Bhagwan Krishna because..." And even before he can complete it, Swami interjects. Swami says, no, not as blessed, more blessed. This is the most blessed time in the history of mankind to have been born. Swami, with our hearts filled with gratitude, we just don't know what to say, Swami. It is only our tears of joy, our prayers of love for giving us this opportunity to watch your glory, to watch the unfolding of your glory. Before we conclude, we will play a short video that briefly explains this offering. And yes, all of us can now officially follow Sri Sathya Sai Baba on Facebook.
Our most compassionate Lord, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, reaches out and transforms lives in a million different ways. One of the unique ways Bhagwan reaches out is through the digital platform with his beautiful photos and messages, audios and videos. With deep devotion in their hearts, a silent and dedicated group of devotees have been managing the Sri Sathya Sai Baba page on Facebook. Started way back in the year 2007, the page has steadily gained popularity and has over 4 million followers today. They also manage the popular website Sai Baba of India. It is Bhagwan's will that has inspired them to come and offer this page at the lotus feet and join hands with the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust in spreading the love and message of our most beloved Lord. This collaboration will enable many more devotees to participate and share Bhagwan's love through the social media platform. The Sri Sathya Sai avatar is unique in every way, but his sankalpa to reach out through the digital platform is testimony to the evocation Nitya Nutana, which means he is ever new and always contemporary.
Shri Ganesha Pahi Ma,
Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha
Pahi Ma,
Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha Pahi Ma,
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha Rakshama.
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha.
Jai Ganesha Raksha Ma.
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha
Raksha Ma.
Shri Ganesh Pahi Ma.
Krishna Krishna
Yeah. శ్రీరాఘవం దశరథాత్మజ
राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे राम हरे साई कृष्ण हरे सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई हरे
Shanti, shanti, shanti.